Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Some of our best bets for the weekend coming up in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Plus, we'll take a look at the updated CFP numbers. Who do we like, especially for some of those spots that are considered on the bubble? Are there some numbers out there that we would like to bet given the value that may or may not exist on some of those teams? But we got some big matchups to preview this weekend. Let's dive into the biggest ones of Week 10 around college football. Alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget, you can always download us in podcast form. Just search for BetMGMU. Let's start in Austin. Vandy, Texas, noon Eastern, 11 Central kick on Saturday. This is strength against strength, John. This is the 10th ranked defense in the country. Texas, 14.6 points a game is all they're giving up. This is the 12th ranked offense in the country. Vandy scoring better than 38 points a game. Texas had to storm back to take care of Mississippi State last week. That was a week after an upset loss at Kentucky. Vandy ground out that win over Missouri, although the Tigers were without their starting quarterback for the bulk of that game. One interesting number here that I think is worth considering, Steve Sarkisian, 21-3 at home with the Horns since 2022, and this is their first true home game against a power conference opponent, John. They had the Red River rivalry against Oklahoma, which counted as a home game. But other than that, I think the last team they played at home was Sam Houston State. So does this give them a chance to sort of find their equilibrium going back to Austin and getting a Vandy team that, like I said, had to kind of grind out that win over Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, obviously what Vandy has done has just been and Diego Pavia. I mean, it's been one of the greatest stories in college football. There is no question about that. What I would argue is that the majority of it has been in Nashville, right? I mean, which is true of a lot of teams. But I mean, they go to Alabama. They got handled at Alabama. Beat LSU, which fired Brian Kelly a couple weeks later, and is now out of the top 25. And like you said, grinded it out against Missouri at home. I mean, I think it's a great story, but I think the market is probably, you know, their sniffer is probably on the right track here with Texas. I mean, it's not a bet that I would like run to make, but my guess is directionally it will be correct. You know, we're waiting on that breakout game from Arch. You know, maybe this is the week.
If he plays, it's like, you know, or how well he plays because of the concussion protocol, you know, like, right. I should say, right. It's how well. And that's the thing, you know, it's always scary because, you know, you're not usually, let's just look at the NFL. You're not usually in concussion protocol 48 hours before the game. You're either out of it, you're out of protocol, or you're not playing at that point. So, you know, what happens there is still up in the air. I kind of agree with you, though. I mean, a lot of Vandy's, a lot of their numbers and a lot of their schedule has come at home. They obviously did win at South Carolina. We all know how that team has you know, been altered since then. They did win at Virginia Tech. We know what's gone on since then at Vautech. So I don't really know what to make of Vandy. I think Vandy clearly should be, I shouldn't say clearly, but they should be the underdog here. They probably should be the underdog in the remaining road games, the favorites, the remaining home games. That's the way it is for most teams. The road has become the great equalizer. They did not play well at Alabama. I don't know that the offense is going to play tremendous here. Texas has got a really good defense. I think the under, I could absolutely be talked into the under on this one as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first look on this one also, sitting somewhere in the 45 to 46 and a half range, especially with Texas's defense. I think they will be a big equalizer in this one. I think it does sit within a field goal either way. You made a good point, Choppy, about Vanderbilt having two big road games left, not just in Austin this weekend, but then the final week of the season, they go to Knoxville to take on your Vols. In between now and then, they got Auburn, a bye week in Kentucky. So there is the opportunity here for Vandy, and we'll get to playoff odds, like I said, in about 15 minutes or so. But there is an opportunity here for Vandy to make that final game of the year in Knoxville sort of a de facto playoff game, right? Winner is in, loser is out. We'll see what happens with Tennessee, and we'll get into them as they host Oklahoma here in just a minute. But this is a massive game for Vanderbilt to prove that they legit belong in this CFP conversation. Going to Austin is 2.5-point dogs. Again, might be a part of our best bets before we wrap up the show here in just a couple of minutes. Oklahoma, Tennessee, I just mentioned this game, John. This one has a total sitting somewhere in the 56 range, 55, 56. Tennessee's failed to hang at least 34 points just once, and that was on the road in Tuscaloosa 2 weeks ago. They're averaging better than 45.5 points a game. You can see why when you look at their early season non-conference schedule, but the offense has kept it up. Second most points in the FBS. This is the Oklahoma defense, though. Again, strength against strength in this matchup as well. Are they maybe the defensive version of Tennessee? Because that's what they're riding on right now. Everything is on the Sooners defense, especially since John Mateer has looked human at best the last couple of weeks since returning from hand surgery. Just 2 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. They all came in that first game back. But the big difference here, I think, John, the turnover differential. Oklahoma minus 6 this year. That's 117th in the country. Tennessee plus 5 is a top 25 mark in turnover differential. Maybe that's the difference. If John Mateer comes out and looks like himself again, like he did early in the season, that could be the key to Oklahoma upsetting Tennessee on the road in Knoxville. But it's a field goal game, and I think this goes the way of Tennessee's offense. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love the over. I do. I do think this is just going to be a high octane game. I think Aguilar has shown that, you know, he's a legitimate passer in this offense. It's been a great fit between coach and quarterback. And I don't mind an Oklahoma fade. I mean, I really don't. I have not really been that impressed with them whatsoever the last couple of weeks. Maybe Mateer's coming back too early. That performance against Texas was just downright embarrassing. You know, they were 5-6 point favorites against Ole Miss. So they seem like they are definitely trending in the wrong direction. So I don't mind a fade of Oklahoma here whatsoever either.
I am on the over as well. Look, Tennessee could score on just about anybody, especially at home. They're a different track meet at home. But there are some 7-on-7 teams in Texas that could score on Tennessee's defense. That is the reality. That is an awful, awful defense. You could throw on them all day. You could throw on Oklahoma's defense, you know, the back end. They stopped the run pretty well, but I think this thing has got a lot of points written all over. This thing is not in the 60s total. I'd be surprised, you know. So I like the over this one. The side of this, I would probably lean Tennessee just because they're at home, but I never have any faith. I don't think you can trust either one of these teams, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it sets up interesting, the schedule. I keep focusing on that because we will talk playoff numbers in the final segment here in a couple minutes. But Oklahoma is going to get a chance to lick their wounds a little bit, regardless of what happens in Knoxville. They'll get a bye week, but then congratulations, you get to go to Tuscaloosa and Alabama is rolling. And then they wrap up at home against Missouri and LSU. So, look, every game is a must-win for Oklahoma at this point if they want to stay in the playoff conversation. We'll see if their defense can carry them to it and if Mateer can look better. Tennessee, on the other hand, after this one, they'll get a bye week, and then it's New Mexico State at home before they go to Florida. and then host Vanderbilt again in what may be a de facto win and you're in kind of game in the final week of the regular season for the Vols. Massive game in the Big 12 because the Big 12 is still wide open. This one will kick late around 10:15 Eastern, 8:15 Mountain Time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Give some love to the Mountain Time Zone. Why not? Utah hosting Cincinnati, a massive game for the top of the Big 12. Utah, fifth in the country. They are averaging 267 yards a game on the ground. Looks like they're going to get Devin Dampier back for this one as well. They're scoring a ton. Top 15, I want to say 11th in the country, almost 39 points a game. Doing it really by converting a lot of third downs, 54%. Cincinnati can score as well, but they're just 128th, John, in time of possession. They count on a lot of big plays. Utah will do the exact opposite. They'll want to possess the ball, grind it out. I mentioned the rushing numbers. Total sits at 55.5, I believe it is, in that neighborhood. And Utah favored in this one. The home field advantage is a big one. We've talked about the altitude before. Anywhere from 8.5 all the way out to 10, John.
I like Cincinnati at 10. I mean, I know that there were a lot of sharps that played Utah 7, but 7 and 10 are two different numbers. I just like this Cincinnati offense. I do. I think they can find a way to – I know Utah is coming off that beatdown of Colorado, but that Colorado program is an absolute disaster. I mean, it's been – you know, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on, health issues with Coach Prime and things like that, but they have not adjusted to the post-Shador era well at all. So I don't necessarily put a ton of stock into the margin in that one. I think the Cincinnati team is good. I mean, I liked them in the Big 12. We talked about their odds last week. You know, I liked them as a long shot. I'll take the 10 here and kind of play my odds with that. I mean, I think they can find a way to, you know, keep this close within one score. So I'm going to take the Bearcats in that offense.
Man, I don't hate the 10. I don't hate taking the 10 with Cincinnati. One thing that scares me though is that these Utah teams, man, when they get you at home, they boat race you. It is a sight to see. It really is. It doesn't matter if it's BYU or Utah. Hell, Utah State might even do it. I don't know. But that is one thing that would scare me and scare me away from taking a team. I don't know. I can't think of the last. I don't think Cincinnati's been here like ever. It sounds like it just would be a complete new situation for them. So I would probably, I don't hate taking the 10 with Cincinnati, but if I was going to pick, I'd probably go the Utah route.
Yeah, it is the first ever meeting between these two programs. So the Bearcats have definitely never been out to Utah to face the Utes. I keep, again, referencing schedules after this one. It'll be a bye week for Utah. I don't know if there's a way they work. Unless things get really squirrely with the top four teams in the Big 12, you got BYU and Cincy both undefeated in conference. You got Texas Tech and Houston, each with one loss. I don't see Utah worming their way into the Big 12 championship game, but it's the Big 12. Literally anything can happen any given week, so nobody's really ever out of it, maybe. It still is, I think, a one-bid league, as I've mentioned a couple times this year. But an opportunity, I think, here for BYU, definitely, to, Cincinnati, to stake their claim as the team right there with BYU, and maybe those two end up bound for the Big 12 title game. Let's talk about that other one-bid league, because there is a game that I think is worth talking about in the ACC. It's a noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central kick between Miami and SMU. Canes favored anywhere from 10.5 to 12.5, depending on where you find it. Their defense has been suffocating this year, allowing just 270 total yards per game, only 87 on the ground, and only 14 points a week. SMU has struggled to run the ball. I don't imagine they get it going against Miami. They're coming off an ugly loss at Wake Forest. But the 3 weeks before that, they put up a total of 100 points against Syracuse, Stanford, and Clemson, for what it's worth. I don't know about you, John. I'm still trying to get over the 4-INT game for Carson Beck against Louisville and figure out if that was an apparition or if that's a sign maybe of things to come. Maybe it doesn't come against SMU, but they are on the road in this spot, Miami, trying to avoid another speed bump here on their way to presumably a playoff spot.
An apparition, like a ghost? You mean aberration? You mean
aberration, not an apparition. You don't mean apparition.
Did I say apparition?
Yeah, you said apparition, yeah. It is Halloween. It is Halloween, man.
That's what I was doing.
Hey, he was seeing
that. I was trying to make a Halloween reference.
That's the.
Why don't you stop busting my balls and talk about the game, John?
There you go.
That's why, hey, you know, it's not easy to attempt big words on this show, all right? That's what happens. But no, he was seeing apparitions.
I've got to stop and consider whether you two are actually going to understand him or not, and then I get confused and use the word anyway.
Blame the victim.
I'm not.
Blame the victim. But no, I mean, I actually, weirdly enough, watched the entire SMU-Wake Forest game, and I think it might be the worst college football game I've ever seen. I mean, I honestly, just go look at the highlights. The first, it'll be a two-minute video. Neither team, I think there was like 8 combined turnovers. Neither team could score a touchdown. I mean, and you're talking about teams that were getting the inside the 10-yard line and act like they, you know, it's like their first time, you know. Maybe you, when your first time, you know, you're putting it down, you know, you didn't know what you were doing. That's how they looked, right? And so I look.
Unfortunately, this didn't end as quickly as that did.
No, exactly. This continues. I missed all eyes. I can't take SMU. I can't take they have no clue what they're doing. I'd have to lay it with Miami.
Yeah, you watched that whole game. Rhett Lashley did not watch that whole game. I guarantee you that. He turned the tape off.
Crazy.
Dude, so you, Chris, you said this is maybe a one-bid league. If Miami – like, this is – Miami's going to steal a bid here. Because if Virginia and Georgia Tech win out, they're going to go to the ACC championship game. And then Miami, what's going to be an 11-1 team that gets left out? Like, they're going to steal a bid. So, like, if you're a bubble Big Ten SEC team, you better hope Miami loses or Virginia loses. That's what you really need to hope for. Or Georgia Tech loses and loses again. It can be squirrely for them, but – this is SMU's not very good. Not very good right now. And that's surprising because this was a playoff team last year.
We'll talk about some of those teams that could be bid stealers, to use a March Madness terminology there, and whether those apparitions or aberrations exist in the college football playoff picture. We'll tell you some of the numbers that we like the value on for teams that might make, might miss, and give you some of our best bets for the weekend as well. Coming up next, right here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.